Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama says he is pleased the U.S. Supreme Court has struck down a Texas law that could have closed up to three-quarters of the clinics in that state that provide abortions. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the high court's decision came on a 5-3 vote.
The Supreme Court ruled that Texas went too far when it passed strict regulations governing doctors and clinics that perform abortion. Justice Stephen Breyer and four of his colleagues said the regulations offered little or nothing in the way of health benefits while putting an undue burden on women seeking abortion. White House spokesman Eric Schultz says the administration is committed to protecting women's access to such clinics.
We believe that a woman's right to make decisions about her own reproductive health is sacrosanct, and those decisions should not be subject to government intrusion.
The High Court's ruling could have ripple effects in many other states that have passed similarly restrictive laws. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
When it comes to race relations, it appears there is a mixed view of the job President Obama has done during his nearly two terms in office. According to a new Pew poll, a vast majority of blacks and Hispanics think during his time in office, the president has tried to make race relations in the U.S. better. Contrast that with white Americans, of whom only about half think he made race relations better or tried to make them better but failed. Around a third of whites polled believe the president made race relations worse. In Lebanon, at least five people have been killed. Others were wounded after a wave of bombings on a small Christian village near the Syrian border. NPR's Alice Fordham reports such attacks are unusual in Lebanon.
The first wave of suicide bombings came very early in the morning, when the army says four men detonated suicide vests. Then, in the evening, three explosions were heard in the town and a fourth even close to the Syrian border. Two explosions were outside a church, which was reportedly being prepared for the funerals. The Lebanese Red Cross says eight people were wounded. Sounds of a battle inside the town were reported by the National News Agency, and the provincial governor imposed a curfew on the hundreds of thousands of Syrian refugees in the area. No group immediately claimed responsibility for the attack. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Beirut.
According to a new study, tax and budget proposals put forth by Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump would send the national debt skyrocketing by upwards of $10 trillion or more in the coming decade, much of it due to expensive tax cuts. The Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget also says Democrat Hillary Clinton's agenda, which relies mostly on tax increases to expand President Obama's health overhaul, would increase the debt by $250 billion over 10 years. Trump would lower the top income tax bracket from 39.6% to 25% and cut the top corporate tax rate from 35% to 15%. More fallout from last week's so-called Brexit vote by the U.K. to leave the European Union. On Wall Street today, the Dow lost 260 points to close at 17,140. The Nasdaq was down 113 points. This is NPR. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew is warning of widespread consequences if the Senate fails to act ahead of Friday on a rescue plan for debt-stricken Puerto Rico. The island owes a $2 billion debt payment that comes due July 1st. The House has already passed legislation that would create a new control board and restructure the U.S. territory's $70 billion in debt, where some senators have expressed reservations about the legislation. Leaders of Germany, France, and Italy say it is up to Britain to start talks with the EU about leaving, and it needs to do so formally and soon. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reports from Berlin. The pronouncement came after the three leaders met to draft a plan on what's next for the EU.
Das heißt,
Chancellor Angela Merkel at a news conference said she and the two other leaders agree there will be no talks with the UK, informal or otherwise, until it applies to separate from the European Union. The three leaders also agreed on the need for strengthening the EU's external borders and creating new jobs to help restore public confidence in the Union. But how they would achieve those goals is where their consensus fell apart, as it often does within the bloc. The leaders left the solutions to be tackled at meetings in the coming months. Merkel added it's important for the remaining EU member states to show that they are sticking together. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.
Minnesota judge who's handling the estate of the late singer Prince says he's in no hurry when it comes to deciding who should get some of the superstar's fortune. Judge says it will take time to make those decisions. Prince died of an accidental overdose in April, apparently without leaving a will. His estate is worth an estimated $300 million. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.